Hello, and welcome to Talking GTA Episode 22. I'm your host, Hugo One, and this is a podcast about all things Grand Theft Auto related. If you want to participate in this podcast, please email talkinggta69@gmail.com, or you can call and leave a voicemail at 1-818-691-5807. You can talk about anything Grand Theft Auto related that you want to talk about. So today we got a lot to talk about regarding recent things in the news with GTA. First, I'll mention that there is a new Grand Theft Auto Online update, San Andreas Mercenaries, that looks cool for those that enjoy stuff in GTA Online still, which a lot of people do, and that's good. It's a good service, and it looks like a fun update. The one gripe I do have with this is, I saw somewhere, in an effort to get clicks, some social media page or something put up something that said, oh, new GTA 5 San Andreas update, which leads the reader or the user to think that it has something to do with Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, and not the fact that it's named San Andreas Mercenaries, because obviously Los Santos is in the state of San Andreas. But that's not Rockstar's fault or anything. That's just whoever fucking wrote it like that to try to get clicks for their website, which is shady as fuck, but it is what it is. Otherwise, elsewhere in the world of Grand Theft Auto, it's been about a month since the last episode of this podcast, and there was a lot of things that were kind of popping up here and there, especially regarding GTA 6. Things such as the Take-Two earnings call that came out right after last episode, where they kind of just recapped everything, which they do every time, and how many units they've sold, or how many what kind of sales they have for the Grand Theft Auto series in total. But one of the things that popped up in that call was what Take-Two predicted for the future of their earnings, and a lot of people took that as a hint for when to expect GTA 6. So they said, we believe that we will enter our next phase of growth in fiscal 2025 as we plan to deliver several groundbreaking titles that we anticipate will set new standards of quality and success and enable us to deliver over $8 billion in net bookings and over $1 billion in adjusted unrestricted operating cash flow. We expect to sustain this momentum with additional growth and operating performance in fiscal 2026. So, most people took that to mean that's when GTA 6 is coming out, because nothing else under Take-Two could possibly pump their numbers up that big besides the next Grand Theft Auto game. So, that very well could be the case, but it could also, a couple of things from this. It could be Take-Two is just guessing. They're guessing, okay, we have a bunch of things, possibly this new Grand Theft Auto and all these other games from Zynga or whoever, the 2K franchise or whatever that will come out then. But on the same hand, it could mean Rockstar has targeted that time for a release, but could, have to push it back, which I fully expect that, it will get pushed back after the initial announcement. Since that's kind of how these things go anyway. But hopefully we're looking at 2024 or 2025 for a release of GTA 6, because yes, we're ready, of course, obviously. Speaking of GTA 6, the guy that a lot of people have speculated that is supposed to be the actor for Jason in GTA 6 posted an interesting picture on his Instagram story of him dressed just like Jason from the GTA 6 leaks, the hat and shirt and everything, looking out towards the ocean. And the song that accompanies this is Run to You by Bryan Adams, which was in the original Vice City. So clearly this guy, Brian Zampella, who everybody thinks is playing Jason, he has done this before, where he posted a picture in front of a Lambo and talked about stealing it or whatever. once all this stuff kind of came out that he might be the guy playing Jason in GTA 6. So he's clearly playing on that. It's obvious. It's not just a coincidence that he looks like he's dressed like Jason and he's using a Vice City song. He definitely did that on purpose. So does that mean he is the actor from GTA 6? It leads me to believe that he is definitely not the dude that's going to play Jason or that is playing Jason in GTA 6 because I just can't imagine Rockstar would ever let something like this fly. After the first time that he made any kind of hint that it could be him, after people, you know, guessed that he was the guy, it seems like Rockstar would jump in and say, stop, you cannot ever post anything like this. Because I'm sure whoever plays whoever in these games had to sign a NDA and wouldn't be able to do stuff like this. So this is what leads me to believe that he definitely is not the guy. But, you know, things could have changed at Rockstar. Who knows? Maybe they don't care. Maybe social media is in a different place now where people can they allow these actors to do stuff like this. I don't know. Another thing that came up with the same guy, Brian Zampella, is a friend of his who's an MMA fighter, responded to somebody asking for GTA 6, and the MMA fighter said, my boy at Brian Zampella is the main character Jason. So straight up just says he is that guy. Well, he doesn't say he's playing him or anything like that. So this could be the case of they decided to, you know, troll people and say stuff like this because they know the Grand Theft Auto community will take it and run with it and say, see, there it is. I told you this is the guy or whatever. So who knows what's actually happening here? If this dude does turn out to be the actor, then I will be shocked, to be honest. That was pretty interesting. Something else that came out was the CEO of Take-Two, whose name is Strauss Zelnick. He said on a podcast recently that Rockstar is chasing perfection at all times with new Grand Theft Autos that come out or whatever, which isn't anything surprising, but a lot of people were excited to hear it. They say, oh, look, this is why GTA 6 is taking so long because they're trying to chase perfection or whatever. But I took this as this is how it is with every Grand Theft Auto. And of course, there hasn't been one in 10 years. So, you know, all we can think about is the next one. But prior to that, there were quite a few. And obviously, the jump from San Andreas to 4 was huge. And from 4 to 5 was a big deal. And then 5 has been a big deal with GTA Online and all that stuff. So it is like they're always chasing perfection and they're succeeding most of the time. I know most people listening to this will disagree. They think Rockstar does a shitty job a lot of the times. But, you know, that's why this franchise is so big, because of the work they put in to making it as close to perfection as possible. So understandable what he's talking about there. And I think that's about it as far as the stuff that's kind of in the news right now for GTA. So let's quickly recap what we talked about last week and see what the comments say.
What's happening, homeboy?
All right. Let's see. The first comment here is from ProVids TV. Says, as an Italian, I can confirm that Cipriani is pronounced CH like in chocolate. It's a well-known surname here in Italy. It has always annoyed me the way they pronounce it wrong. So Cipriani, I guess. Cipriani. Tony Cipriani. But he says, but we mostly know it as Cipriani. And then at one point, Cipriani. So thank you, ProVids TV. Appreciate it. Outrun the Burnout says, it's the point of having things to do by having a plethora of activities to try out, even if you're not playing them. Activities like sports and minigames just adds to having more of a choice to have fun. It's dope that it's in the game just to have fun, just to have when you feel bored and having nothing else in mind to do in game. Also, it's dope that we can switch it up and how we play the game other than strictly playing missions and cruising. I love to explore, free roam, and role play. Good. That's a good point about the side activities and stuff in GTA games. Jency says, keep up the good work. Cipriani is spelled Cipriani in Romanian, my language. I say it Cipriani. I remember almost all VC and SA Comer's GTA 6 announced on Billboard in 2023 and released in 2024, according to IMDb. I don't know. And then Gen Z also says there's also a job listing and Billboard announcement in late summer 2023. IMDb says GTA 6 comes out in 2024. If they advertise GTA 6 on the Billboard, it'll be out next year. I think the finale will be either killing Jason or Lucia. GTA 5 needed a story DLC like the Franklin one, and GTA San Andreas was supposed to keep Hot Coffee and Design Your Own Mission in it, and we need GTA San Andreas 2. GTA San Andreas stories. With 1987, Brian's death, CJ leaving for Liberty. Also, GTA 5 needed a DLC like GTA 4. GTA 6 could make a woke politics government parody and mention old events or characters. The classic strategy RPG, unrealistic GTA games are funnier. These pretzels are making me thirsty. Okay, thank you, Gency. Appreciate it. And then Immoral Tom says, congrats on the recent announcement. I don't know what he's talking about. I didn't announce anything. If somebody else announced something, I have no idea what they're talking about. So anyway, that's it for the comments. Thank you, friends on YouTube. Appreciate it. We got a lot of emails and phone calls to get to, and we'll get to that in just a second. But first, I wanted to talk about something I was thinking about recently in regards to the future of GTA Online.
See, Santos bitches can't see me.
Okay, so we all know about the popularity of GTA Online and all the different activities and things you can do in the city of Los Santos or in the whole state of San Andreas, really. But there's all kinds of things, and still, you know, online updates with the new one coming out soon that keep players busy in the game. So they have, you know, we have all these apartments and these garages and these cars and these all these things that people own in GTA 5 online. So when GTA 6 comes out, we've talked about what's going to happen. Can you transfer that stuff over? So on and so forth. And, you know, we're obviously just speculating, we're unsure. But I think what would be pretty great if they could do this, and I'm sure somebody will tell me that it's impossible or they won't do it because yada, yada, yada. But if they could keep GTA 5's Los Santos as a part of GTA Online, where you can go between Vice City, GTA 6 Vice City, and GTA 5 Los Santos by the way of an airport or something, it would give like a bigger life to Grand Theft Auto Online, where you're not just restricted to this one city. Not that that's really held them back in GTA 5's online, but when you have both of them and you have all your stuff in Los Santos, like if you were some billionaire anyway, you would have, you know, all these cars and these apartments and all these things in this city, but, you know, you vacation in Vice City and you have all these activities you can do there. Maybe you start building an empire over here, and you can get your apartments and new cars there. Maybe you can ship them for a price from Los Santos to Vice City, but you always have this opportunity to go back and forth between the two cities. I think would be pretty cool, and especially when you think about created kind of maps or created user created activities like death matches or races or something like that. When you load up just one version of online and you have the option to do these activities in either city, then that's going to keep the player engaged longer than if it was just one city, I'd imagine. So kind of mentioning what Outrun the Burnout said about the activities in a Grand Theft Auto game with online, it's all about activities since there is no like storyline that you go through. Obviously there's heists and stuff like that. But yes, just having the option to have these activities in both cities would be great. And to take it even a step further, what I think would be even better is if they could somehow bring Liberty City into that as well, because I think the Liberty City from GTA 4 would still, you know, work great. Obviously, the graphics are way different and stuff like that, and maybe they could do some kind of updating to the city or whatever and bring it on board. And then you have all three cities and you can move between all three. And that would just kind of make GTA Online just this massive, massive place. Obviously, you would have to, you know, fly between them. There'd be loading and all that stuff. But the way games are now with these massive sizes, I don't think, you know, it's going to be that big of an issue, since people probably still have these games on the, you know, people going from GTA 5 to GTA 6. They'll still have it on their PC anyway. And I think there's just a GTA 5 online component only version of the game now anyway. So it's not like you need all the story mode shit as well. But that was something I was thinking about, where, you know, online would be such a detailed experience that people would never leave if they had the option for all these extra places to hang out or do activities and stuff like that. So just my thoughts for this episode, since that was on my mind. So now let's hear your thoughts. Let's move on to the emails.
You took 15 years from me, Sonny.
Okay, first email. Guess who? Jency, as always. Thank you, Jency, for the email. Would you act in a GTA or Rockstar movie slash show? Would you do motion capture voices? Well, I'm no actor. I'm no voice actor. I'm no motion capture actor. But to be involved in a Grand Theft Auto game, I would do whatever they ask of me. I would absolutely be in something like that. I feel like, you know, as much as I play something like San Andreas that came out in 04, or even 3 and Vice City that came out before that, like, these characters, they live forever. These actors, they kind of live forever in this community. And this is the community that I care about, you know? So I think that, you know, it would be awesome to be a part of something like that. Thinking back to when, you know, Tom Sizemore died, there was kind of a, you know, within the Grand Theft Auto community, a mourning for him because of just this one character he played in this game over 20 years ago in Vice City as Sonny. So, yeah, being a part of these games would be, you know, a dream come true for me. I would love to do it. So, absolutely. Thank you, Jency, for the email. Appreciate it, friend. All right, next email from Mike the Nerd. Hey, Hugo, this podcast series gets better every month, and I enjoy it. But anyways, on with the email. One, I'm getting tired of people saying GTA 6 is going to be woke, like it's not going to be a fun game, even though I think that what Rockstar really means is they are still going to have jokes, just not as far or edgy for some that involve race or gender. So they'll tone it down with certain topics for this generation. It ain't like it's going to affect the gameplay or story either, since they pulled off fantastic gameplay and story for RDR2. Rockstar always goes above and beyond with every project they embark on, so I don't really see what they would stop making good games now. Two, I feel like Lucia in GTA 6 is going to be a big step forward to attracting a bigger female audience for the GTA series. And that's good for Rockstar because more people will buy their game. I'm pretty sure it was the same for San Andreas with CJ being the first black protagonist, which attracted a bigger audience that are black. More diversity means more people that are going to enjoy and look forward to more of your games. Thanks for the podcast. And as always, fuck sweet. Thank you, Mike the Nerd. Appreciate it. Yes. I think having a female main character is great for the game, and I'm excited to see, you know, new players get involved because of that. That would be cool. So yes, thank you, Mike the Nerd, for the email. Appreciate it, friend. All right, next email says, hi, Hugo. I'm really enjoying your podcast and find it hilarious at times, and I wanted to say that you are doing a fantastic job with it, and you should be proud of yourself for bringing a great community together. Also, being a long-distance truck driver, the podcast you do keeps me company, as the job I do can be very lonely and mentally challenging, and I appreciate the content you give us and the excitement I get every time you upload a new podcast. Thank you, friend. Appreciate that. Sorry they're not as frequent as they could be, but I'm sure once GTA 6 drops, not that this is all about GTA 6, but I mean, there's really just not much going on as far as new things to talk about. But with that being said, yeah, there will be more frequent episodes once there's, you know, more frequent news, so to speak. But anyway, sorry, email's not done. Sorry. Now to the good stuff. The question I have for you is, who would you like to see and who do you think will most likely make an appearance in GTA 6 from the HD universe? As 3D universe characters can't exist in the same universe, which sucks. Also, I have a feeling that we will get a trailer in the month of October, as Rockstar has announced their previous main titles in October. Do you think that will be the case with GTA 6? Sorry for the long-ass email. I hope you don't mind. Your friend, Big Belly Trucker. P.S. Fuck sweet. Thank you, Big Belly Trucker. Appreciate it, friend. As far as a trailer, who knows? You know, I wish I knew what they were thinking or what they were trying to do. October is a good time to release games for the holiday season, so I don't know if it's a good time to release trailers or for stuff like that. Who knows? Because I think all they got to do is just tweet something out, and you know, that's all they need for an announcement or, you know, something along those lines. But I would love to see it, you know, on a big stage where, like, the commercial for the Super Bowl or something like that, that everybody around the world talks about it, not just the Rockstar fans or GTA fans that are following Rockstar on their social media or whatever. But when it is announced and when there is a trailer, it's going to be a big deal no matter what. So as far as characters from the HD universe in GTA 6, that's a good question. I feel like someone like Trevor would fit in very well in as a crazy kind of Florida man set up with, you know, maybe meth dealers, or he could go down there and wrestle an alligator or something like that. So if he popped up in GTA 6, I would think that would be good. Although the Trevor's not even like a favorite character of mine. I always thought he was a bit too crazy, but that makes him interesting to see when he does pop up. Like when he popped up in the original heist for GTA Online, I thought it was, an interesting kind of cameo or whatever. So of the main characters, Trevor, outside of them, who knows? Somebody else, like a Wade or something, maybe traveling to the next gathering of the Juggalos or the gathering of whoever they are in GTA. The GTA universe, he ends up in Florida or something and you interact with him. Cause I always liked Wade. I thought Wade was funny as shit. Lamar is my favorite character in GTA 5. And Wade was great, as well. But, also GTA 4 characters could show up. Like Packy popped up in 5, but it was such a small thing. And I know online there's been quite a few GTA 4 characters, but I don't know who else could from GTA 4 could end up down in Florida. Maybe somebody, one of these mob guys or something, who knows. But good question. Thank you, Big Belly Trucker, for the email. Appreciate it, friend. All right, next one from Clay Doggy. Hey, Hugo, Clay Doggy here. Jency brought up a great topic of what would your GTA game be like. I'm sure everyone here would have a unique idea for a new GTA game, so here's mine. I'd skip modern day and do another period piece. The 70s haven't been done yet, so let's go there. Location, how about San Fierro and Las Venturas? It would be more accurate to San Francisco with plenty of hills, disco clubs, and missions involving Alcatraz. Las Venturas would bring in a smaller part of the game involving the mafia and plenty of old casino action, including gambling and even older shows and attractions. Something going completely away from the GTA formula. You are the main protagonist, but stealing from Saints Row, you create your own character and select one of the few preset names. This makes it so your character has a definite name that is used by the rest of the cast. Going back to older and better GTA games, do missions as you want to, not the way the writers want you to do them. You will also come across teammates in the game similar to heists in 5, but depending on their different skill sets, like say a demolitions expert or a getaway driver allowing you to ride shotgun, or maybe a locksmith to get into otherwise locked doors, but quietly as opposed to blowing the door open. You can bring them on for missions as well. And just for you, less RPG elements, only one ending and all cutscenes can be skipped. Thank you. Rockstar, I'm on Twitter. Let me know if you want a better game. I'm available for game design consulting services. That's it. Later, homie. There you go. Clay Doggy. has a nice little setup. I would play a game like that, and I think that would be cool. Obviously, like you said, it doesn't seem like that's a direction they want to go with their games anymore. So, yeah, I like a lot of those features, and I, you know, obviously, a different time period is cool, and you know, just skipping the cutscenes and having a one real ending, all that stuff is awesome. And that's, you know, those are things that are in all my favorite GTA games, like, you know, 3, Vice City, and San Andreas, of course. Yeah, I think those are great ideas, Clay Doggy. Will that ever happen? I doubt it, but thank you for the email, friend. All right, next email from DG. What are your most interesting myths in San Andreas, and are your thoughts changed over the years? Love, Hugo. Thank you, DG, or Hugo. Appreciate it. I didn't know much about the myths of San Andreas when I played it originally. I didn't watch videos online or anything and hear about all this stuff until years later. And I remember the first time I saw a video on YouTube of like Bigfoot in the woods, I was like, oh my god, I was just shocked. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I was like, wow, that's been in this game this whole time and I never came across it. I eventually realized it was a mod I was seeing, so I didn't, you know, go look for him in the game or anything like that. But stuff like that is cool, and I'm glad that people had all these things with it. I never really even knew about all those myths until later on. Once I got on Twitch, then everybody was talking about it and stuff. I learned a lot more about them. I've played mods that had these myths in it, but of course mods, that's they're fun for what they are, but they're not the, you know, things that could truly be in the game. When it comes to, I know you asked about San Andreas, but GTA 5, the kind of Chiliad mystery that accompanied the game with a possible jetpack and all this stuff, that was exciting, except for the fact that it never really went anywhere, so that sucked. But stuff like that is cool, and I hope GTA 6 has a lot of stuff like that, where we're wondering what the deal is, and is it really this, or is it really that, or and we have discussions online about it. So that's exciting, but thank you for the email, friend. Appreciate it. All right, next email. Hey, Hugo, it's me, Dixie Kong Butt Bongo. Since I love custom vehicles in GTA 5, like I want to put in interior mods and items like air fresheners or keychains that you can hang on your mirror, and more like car mats, more bobbleheads, etc. Sorry for the grammar and fuck sweet. Okay, that sounds cool. Thank you, Dixie Kong Butt Bongo. In the leaks that we saw from GTA 6, there was a lot of interior shots of vehicles with things that can move. I guess the seats move, the steering wheel moves, the mirrors, stuff like that. So I guess that would be that would matter for a first person view from inside the car, maybe like a VR version of the game. So with stuff like that, then you can mod the interior all you want, which unlocks a whole new, thing for players to do that is not in the previous game. So that is a good, point you bring up, Dixie Kong Butt Bongo. Thank you for the email, friend. Appreciate it. All right. Next one. Let's see. What's up, Mangs? Y'all know I had to write in to the huge one. What's up, Hugo, my boy? Hearing all this talk about GTA 6, obviously a lot of people are frustrated the game hasn't come out yet and are complaining to Rockstar every time they come out with a new update for GTA Online, asking where GTA 6 is. I honestly feel like we should cut Rockstar some slack. GTA Online is their moneymaker right now, and it's probably the main thing funding GTA 6 development. It also sucks that they announced that they're not going to be updating Red Dead anymore, but they can only keep so many projects going at the same time. Also, was curious how you would feel about a modern day Rockstar release with current gen graphics, map, and gameplay, but with the art style of the 3D universe, if that makes any sense. I feel like the main thing that draws people back to games like 3, Vice City, San Andreas, etc., is the nostalgic nature of the game. The nostalgic nature of the kind of low poly slash PS2 vibe to the characters and art style. That's what the Definitive Edition tried to do, but I feel like if Rockstar actually themselves made something like that, the 3D universe fans would really appreciate. Also, do you like Primus? Anyway, fuck sweet. I need to go find some Chronic later. Thank you, Dylan, for the email. Appreciate it, friend. Primus, there's a few songs I like from Primus. So I guess so, yes. As far as the 3D, a modern current gen graphics, art style of the 3D universe, I'd play anything like that, obviously. But I will say that I do appreciate these older games, especially San Andreas, for the gameplay, the story, the setting, the dialogue, all these things that aren't just the, you know, low poly PS2 vibe to the characters and art style. That's cool and all, but I there's a lot more to especially San Andreas that I like. But I understand what you're saying. So yeah, that would be pretty cool. As far as GTA 6, everybody asking for it, it is annoying as shit. I hate that every time. It's like it's got to the point where Rockstar just, they can't interact with the community. Not that they're trying to, but if they wanted to, it would be impossible because everything would be, where's GTA 6? Shut up. We don't care. And that's the type of stuff people respond to these tweets with. We don't care. Where's GTA 6? Who gives a shit? I don't care. Stuff like that. It's just, it's totally unnecessary. So, but at the same time, we're ready for GTA 6. So yeah, we're really hoping that it shows up soon. So I understand people's frustration, but that's not the way to talk to Rockstar, man. So thank you, Dylan, for the email. Appreciate it, friend. All right, next email from Daniel. I know you don't really play a lot of GTA Online, but I just want to talk about this subject that bothers me. The reason why Rockstar keeps milking GTA Online and GTA 5 is because they are raising funds for the development of GTA 6. Sometimes I get mad when people say, oh, where's GTA 6? It's been 10 years. But common sense will make you understand that progress is being made. I was once a person who couldn't wait, but when I saw the leaks, I came to understand they are milking GTA 5 for fun. You can also put your opinion on this and keep up the good work with the pod. Love from Trinidad. Thank you, Daniel. Appreciate it. Yeah, that's what the last email said as well. I think maybe we've got to the point of like acceptance, you know, all our different emotions about where's GTA 6. We're all kind of getting to this point of acceptance, like, okay, it's going to happen. It will be there. This is why it's taking so long. You know, hopefully it will happen soon. So, whatever the case may be, whatever is, you know, the holdup, if it is that they need to raise funds or whatever, then I hope they go to a good cause and create a good product, which from those leaks that we saw, I thought it did look good. So I'm excited to see what it is. But I definitely understand what you're saying. Thank you, Daniel, for the email. Appreciate it. All right. Next, email. Hey Hugo, it's Knoffel15. Hope you're doing well, man. I've been watching your podcast lately, and I want to talk about the physics in GTA, especially the driving. As you know, almost every GTA game had its own driving mechanics and physics, but when it comes to GTA 4, the driving there was completely different than any other one, and it was realistic. As many people say, when I played it for the first time, I struggled a bit with the driving, but I managed to get the hang of it later. The physics there were also much better than GTA 5, but the driving was criticized by some players, and they said it's really hard and boring to drive cars in that game, and especially bikes. Because of that, Rockstar decided to bring back the arcade driving in GTA 5. But then most of GTA 4 fans didn't like the idea because they all lowered all the physics in general, not only the driving one. So my question here is, do you want GTA 6 to bring back the physics that GTA 4 had, or even better than that? Or do you want it to stay like GTA 5? For me, I like games to have some touch of realism, so I hope Rockstar uses the same physics engine, not all of it, that we had in the old games like 4 or even Red Dead Redemption 2. Not sure about the driving. I think I prefer to stay like GTA 5. Anyways, that's it. Thank you for taking your time to read my message. Love your streams, your videos, and your podcasts. I'll see you at the next one. Peace, homie. Thank you, Knoffel, for the email. Appreciate it, friend. I personally hated the driving in GTA 4. And one of the reasons being is because I had played GTA 3, Vice City, San Andreas, and with San Andreas, I had played it, loved it, was excited for the next version of Grand Theft Auto. When it came out and it felt so different, I just was, I just, it, it, it was so frustrating to me. It didn't feel like the next Grand Theft Auto game. It felt like something different. And I understand the moving. I remember when the Madden NFL games went to the 360 and they looked and felt different. Everything felt different. Everybody, a lot of people hated them for that. So I guess it was to be expected around that time period. But I appreciated GTA 5's driving a lot more. I like GTA 5's driving way more than I like 4. So I think they found a good place with it. And since it's been like that for 10 years, I hope that it stays the same. I hope there's not a big adjustment period in the next GTA. But I prefer much tighter, quicker movements of the characters like in the 3D version of the games. Obviously, the gaming is much different now, but I like the ability to quickly turn around or quickly move here, quickly move there, or whatever. So I don't like the big clunky, slow feeling of somehow the characters moved in 4 and 5. So who knows? I expect it to be basically a lot like GTA 5, but, you know, I don't know. We'll see what happens. It's been so long that it could be time for a major change, but again, I don't know. Thank you, Novel. Good thing to think about. Appreciate it, friend. All right. Next email. Hello, Hugo Mang. How's Miss One Lady doing? I'd like to ask you, in GTA 5, we had Buffalo, Bodie, and Tailgater. What personal vehicle do you think Jason / Lucia is going to have in GTA 6 at the start of the game? In the leak, someone seemed to be driving a Picador El Camino. I honestly would love to see a Dodge Stealth Alpha from GTA San Andreas for Jason, and Lucia seems more like a motorcycle girl. Yo, Auntie Lucia with all that ass, she got ass. Love the streams, Hugo, and the podcast. Thank you, Node, with the email. Appreciate it, friend. That's a good question. I feel like Jason would be some kind of old busted truck or something, a lot like Trevor, but then you don't want him to be too much like Trevor, so maybe not a truck, but some kind of old busted vehicle that people would drive in Florida. Maybe some kind of convertible. Maybe Lucia will have a convertible if she's not on a bike. A bike sounds good. She's a tough lady from what we can see, and a bike may fit her well. But who knows if they'll even have that personal vehicle set up again. I'd imagine so. It made sense. That's reality. People have their own cars, you know? So it made sense that the characters had their cars in GTA 5, so I assume GTA 6 will have the same. But they may want to give us the option to set a vehicle as our own or something like that. Maybe if you want to carry more weapons to the mission or whatever, you get a vehicle that has a bigger trunk or something like that. Who knows? That's a good question. Thank you, Node, for the email. Appreciate it, friend. All right, that's it for emails. Let's move on to the phone calls.
All right, let's go to the phones. Hello, caller. You're on Chatterbox.
Hey, what's up, Hugo? On them Toms. I was just calling because I was thinking about I was watching someone play GTA 3, and I thought it was odd they was referred to the player as Claude. So that was weird because he's not called Claude, at least not in GTA 3. You know, he's never given that name outside of San Andreas. So I was thinking, like, when I play GTA 3, when I talk about the player, I normally refer to him as the player character. Sometimes I call him Claude because it's easier. But I just think it's odd, like, almost everybody refers to him as Claude. But, I mean, it's clearly an intentional choice by the developers to not give him a name, not give him any speaking lines, and you kind of reflect what you want onto him. I think it's odd that just because, you know, they give him a name in San Andreas and retroactively to call him Claude when you play GTA 3 seems weird. Like if Mary Shelley came out tomorrow and said, oh, by the way, the monster in Frankenstein is actually called Jeff, and then everyone starts calling him Jeff. But you might say, you know, M-Tom's Mary Shelley's been dead since 1851. But, you know, I think the point still stands. I think it just seems weird to me. I don't know if I'm crazy or not. So discuss.
Thank you, M-Toms, for the call. That's an interesting thing to think about. I stumbled upon some old forum for GTA 3, and everybody, this was before San Andreas came out, and everybody was calling him Fido because Maria calls him Fido on Chaperone, which I didn't think that was his name. I thought, you know, that was just like, he's a dog. He's, you know, he's doing as I tell him type of idea. Take me here, take me there, Fido, or whatever. But, you know, people, like you said, with him not having a name, they just took what they had, which was that, and called him Fido. So also thought when I originally played that this guy doesn't have a voice, he doesn't have a name, because he's me, he's us, we're this guy, you know, he looks this way or whatever, and he lives in this world, but we're the ones controlling his movements, his actions, his thoughts, stuff like that. So that's why he doesn't have all these things. But by the next game, when the main character has a voice and a story, and his name is Tommy Vercetti and all these things, it's like, well, then well, who the hell is this guy? So Claude becomes a thing, obviously, like you said, in San Andreas, where Catalina calls him Claude, and so now we call him Claude. But I think that these stories are connected enough to where it's like an extension of the story. Like, you may not find out what, you know, CJ's name is until, you know, midway through the first mission or whenever. I don't know when CJ's name first comes up. I guess Sweet calls him and says, CJ, it's mom, she's dead or whatever. And that's how you know he's CJ. So in a lot of movies, you go on not knowing what the character's name is until they tell you or whatever. Obviously, Vice City, the very first thing out of Sonny's mouth is Tommy Vercetti. So you know that right away. But I mean, I get your point that you could just refer to him as player character, but we have the information that his name is Claude, so we call him Claude. That's how I feel about it, at least. But thank you for the phone call, M. Toms. Appreciate it, friend.
Hey, Hugo, it's Rossi. This is my second time calling. I called back on like one of the very first episodes you did of the podcast. I was just listening to one of your recent episodes, and somebody brought up the respect system from GTA 2, and then you went into talking about the respect system from San Andreas, and it kind of gave me a good idea that Rockstar should implement for GTA 6. I'm not sure if you touched on any of the Saints Row games or anything, but you were able to, you know, recruit companions and, you know, have them follow you and take over, you know, sort of side activities and such, things like that. And I feel like something like that and the sort of homie system that you could have for your gang in GTA San Andreas, I feel like that making a return at 6 would be awesome. Being able to kind of bring along some, you know, dumb AI to help you out in some gunfights and such like that, to help during missions or just, you know, regular patrolling around you, stuff like that. I feel like that would be very beneficial to the new game. I don't know. I felt like it provided a lot of fun, and there was a lot of things you could kind of do with it if implemented correctly. I'm not sure. I just want to know what you think about it. I think that it could be a good system to have in the game. Anyways, take care.
Thank you, Broccoli, for the phone call. Appreciate it. That's a possibility, I guess, in the next game to have a respect system or whatever, which would be, I guess they had, you know, the honor system in Red Dead Redemption 2, and that kind of affected the gameplay. And then so I guess respect is the GTA version. And as far as like having higher respect means you can bring a bigger gang with you to places or recruit more homies. I never used that because I always felt like these guys were useless. They didn't do a good job or whatever. And on any of the missions where you had to bring people along, it was always felt like babysitting them. That was not the one good thing, but a good thing about the multiple protagonists in GTA 5, like when we're all in a shootout together, I can switch. If somebody's in trouble, I can switch to them and, you know, run away or shoot whoever's shooting them up or whatever to help kind of save them instead of having my character run all the way around to save somebody. So with GTA 6 being a two protagonist game, I imagine you'd be able to do that with those two, and then maybe you could bring people with you Or, you know, something along those lines. Like you said, they could carry more weapons for you. If we're going to have it where you can only bring so many weapons to a mission or something like that, then yeah, that would actually be great. If somebody could just come along just to hold my weapons or something, and I can call on them to throw me an AK or something if I need it. So, well, we're going to have to wait and see, but thank you, Broccoli, for the phone call. Appreciate it, friend.
Fuck you, Hugo One. Fuck you. I love you, Hugo. Talk about Grand Theft Auto 4, I guess. I don't know. Fuck you.
See, this is the Grand Theft Auto 4 lovers are fucked up in the head. This is what happens when you fucking are a Grand Theft Auto 4 fan. So it's, and don't get mad at me for saying it, that it's obvious. Look, blame this guy, blame yourself. That's how you act if you're a Grand Theft Auto 4 lover. But thank you for the call, I guess. Appreciate it.
Hey, Hugo and the podcast people. This is Jim from Oklahoma. Originally from Louisiana, originally before that, from Texas. I just called to share my opinion with some of y'all who are interested in it. I just finished episode 21 of the podcast, and I just felt inclined to share with y'all just some of my sentiments. Start off, the most prevalent thing I can think of is I totally agree with you, Hugo, when it comes to your maybe not expectations, but what you prefer from a video game. I fully agree. I played through Red Dead Redemption 2, and I had a similar kind of experience that you had in terms of not exactly preferring the, as you mentioned it, like playing through a cutscene. I just, that don't interest me too much. It's a fun novelty, but I couldn't do it all the way through again. And as far as the way you describe the physics of your playable character, I understand. I agree with that fully, and it seems almost every, if not every, single modern AAA type game just has that weighty, that heavy character with a, it's hard to maneuver, and it is realistic. I've moved around in my corporeal form quite a bit in different directions and different momentums, and I've been swinging my momentum around for nearly 40 years now, and I understand it fully and entirely, so thank you. Fully agree on that front. Definitely prefer the older style of game wherein, you know, your player moves quickly and responds to your inputs. I mean, I think that's the thing about it. Your inputs should control the character. I think of, you know, I feel like the gold standard for that is like something like Super Mario or any of those older like Nintendo type games like that era. Platformers and whatnot, you press a button and the character goes in that direction immediately. You press another one and it just goes in that direction immediately. It is rudimentary, and perhaps the more modern physics simulation is, you know, better. Maybe it sells better. It seems to be what people want. Maybe we're just to die and breathe, you and I.
Okay, thank you, Jim, for the phone call. Appreciate it. Yeah, I had mentioned that earlier in this podcast. I hate to, you know, complain about the same things, and it kind of sounds like, you know, yes, this dying breed, these older people want this style of game. Well, guess what? It's over. So, you know, but I agree. I think you're making a good point. That's how the game should be. You put an input in and they go that direction. You know, it isn't real life. We don't need them to, you know, kind of float around as they swing around or whatever. If I want my guy to turn around and go in the opposite direction, he needs to do that quickly, because that's what obviously the point of the game is. I'm controlling him, and if I need him to quickly get out of a certain situation, then you know, I need that to happen right away. I don't want to just watch an animation of a man, you know, stumble around or whatever. So, yeah, interesting thoughts, Jim. I'm glad you and I are on the same page, but I don't know that we'll get what we want out of future games, but I hope so, you know. But yes, great stuff. Thank you, Jim, for that phone call. That is the last phone call of today. If you want to call in, please do so. Call 1-818-691-5807. You can leave a voicemail just like these friends did. Or you can email talkinggta69@gmail.com and give your thoughts that way. You can find me on YouTube, Hugo1, Hugo1 Streams, Hugo1 on Hugo_1 on Twitch, Hugo1 Mang on TikTok. This podcast can also be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and many other platforms as well. And if it is not on your favorite podcast platform, it should be there soon. So check that out. Listen however you want. Thank you to all the YouTube members and all our friends across the world. Thank you for listening. Catch you on the next one. Peace out. Goodbye.